Now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain right here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is dead weight. Each of my guests is talking about things that weigh us down and what we can do about them. My first guest is a former soap opera star. He's also a successful motivational coach and a workshop leader. He's developed a process of weight loss that helped him to shed 70 pounds. He shared the secrets of weight release with us. My second guest is known as the Indiana Jones of the digital age. He's worked as an actor. He speaks 7 foreign languages, holds a world record in tango. He's also the National Chinese Kickboxing Championship. We talked about his latest book, The 4-Hour Body. My next guest believes the U.S. economy has been skyjacked. He ought to know. He's the founder and the chairman of Swiss American Trading Corporation, a gold trading company with a global perspective. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, 639-0008. Craig Smith is, as I said, the chairman of the Swiss American Trading Corporation. That's an investment firm specializing in U.S. gold and silver coins. Craig founded the company way back in 1982 out of the bedroom in his home with only $50 in startup capital. He's since grown it to one of the largest firms in the industry. Craig is an expert in many forms of tangible assets, including oil, precious metals, and U.S. collectible coins. Craig is a frequent guest on Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto, also on Harvest TV's Money Moment. Craig believes that we need a revival of self-government and free market principles to help rebuild the American economy, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Craig's latest book is titled Crushing the Dollar, How to Survive a Global Currency Collapse. Welcome to the show, Craig. How are you today?
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm great, and it's great to be with you.
Well, thanks so much for being our guest here. Let's dive right into it, okay? Because I need to understand this imbalance that we're seeing right now between gold and inflation. I mean, typically I've been taught that when inflation rises, gold goes up in price. But Ben Bernanke, who is the Federal Reserve Chairman, claims that the U.S. economy must really be afraid of deflation, not inflation. But at the same time, gold prices are bouncing off their all-time highs near $1,400 per ounce. So explain to me how we can have deflation and rising gold prices at the same time.
Well, it really is based in a contradiction of terms, Bill. I mean, Mr. Bernanke is suggesting we have deflation by looking at a basket of goods. For example, he's looking at the price of a home dropping in value and a big screen television dropping in value. And mixing that against your fuel and your food prices going up, and he's saying that overall we have deflation. And it's true to an extent. I mean, we definitely have price deflation in assets like our homes. However, the reason for the run in gold is in 2008, when we had the crisis of confidence that we had worldwide, most investors looked for a place to park money where they knew they were safe, and that was obviously gold. Gold is a safety trade, and we believe that the lack of confidence in the currencies today is going to continue to force gold to go higher. Now, we don't believe it's time to buy dehydrated banana chips, machine guns, and Krugerrands and wait for the end of the world to come, because this is a monetary phenomena that occurred back in 2008. But make no mistake about it, that Mr. Bernanke has created over $3 trillion worth of money. Most of it is sitting on corporate balance sheets and in bank accounts. And once that money is released into the economy, we will then see price inflation versus asset inflation. And that's when the American consumer will see their cost of living increase dramatically.
All right, let's dig into that a little bit. We're talking to Craig Smith, everybody, whose latest book is Crashing the Dollar, How to Survive the Global Currency Collapse that's coming up. And you mentioned about federal debt, so I want to dive into that a little bit. Federal debt has really mushroomed over the last 3 years. It was 36% of the GDP in 2007. It has skyrocketed to 62% of the GDP at the end of 2010. And really, there are limited policy options that the government can employ to address this growing debt. So what are some of those options that they can use right now, and why should we fear all of the options that they have available to them?
Well, of course, if we look back at history, Bill, you know, one of the big options that is employed during a debt crisis is you reduce your spending, you reduce the size of your output every month. Better way of saying it is embark on an austerity program. We saw that happen after the First World War. England and France pursued an austerity program and as a direct result ran 25% unemployment rates. and had very stable currency but a very slow economy. On the other hand, we had Germany that was bogged down with debt from the First World War along with war reparations, and they went just the opposite direction. They started printing money. People forget in 1919 through 1921, Germany had almost zero unemployment, full employment. They had a booming economy. It was going gangbusters right until price inflation started picking up. And then, of course, we had the hyperinflation of Weimar Germany. We believe that American Keynesian thinkers like Ben Bernanke and people like Timothy Geithner believe that they can put enough money into this system and spend money on behalf of the government to get us out of this crisis. It's not going to work. It's never worked in history, and it will just cause inflation. That's why we argue in the book that we will experience some form of hyperinflation in America. It may not be to the extent of Weimar Germany, clearly we're going to have inflation, and it won't be able to be stopped like we did in 1980 when Mr. Volcker and Mr. Reagan raised interest rates to 20% to stop it. We're not in a condition financially to do that.
All right. Now, there's a lot of information in that, Craig, so let me just stop you right there and ask you a little bit more about that. You mentioned austerity programs, and certainly we're not seeing any austerity programs being implemented here in the United States, but in Europe we are. Great Britain has a change in government, and they have implemented austerity programs. We're seeing, to a lesser extent, austerity programs in Germany as well, two of the healthier economies in Europe right there. The United States is pursuing this other pattern. Now, what do you think is going to happen in Europe as a result of this austerity, and what's going to be the fallout for the United States?
Well, that's a great question, Bill, and I think initially the austerity in Europe is going to be faced with, quite frankly, some hardships on the people. I think most people realize that during difficult times, everybody has to, excuse the expression, buck up and bite the bullet and have difficult times. We in America are trying to avoid that at any cost. And all we're doing, excuse the phrase, we're kicking the can down the road for future generations. It's time for us to reduce the size of the federal government. In September of 2008, when I was asked on the Cavuto show what can be done to straighten this mess out, we had to reduce the size of government by 15% over the next 3 to 5 years. We had to reduce government spending by that much and learn to live within our means. Whenever you don't follow austerity, which has been done several times in the history of this country. I mean, I go back to the 1800s and show you when it occurred. We always came out of it stronger. Whenever we attempted to inflate our way out, which we've done in several occasions, by the way, it's led to nothing but loss of buying power. And this is what we argue in the book, Bill. If it costs you $2,000 a month to live today by paying your mortgage and your energy bills and so on and so forth, if we pursue an inflationary policy, it may cost you $3,000 or $4,000 to live. People can remember back years ago it took one wage earner 40 hours a week to pay the bills. It's now taking two wage earners 80 hours a week to pay the same bills, and although we do have a higher standard of living, we're paying an incredible price to have it. So we believe that the government is going to do what's most politically expedient. They're going to inflate their way out of this. It's going to cause tremendous hardships on the middle class. This is not going to affect the super rich or the super poor. This is going to affect the middle class. And like on our website, crashingthedollar.com, we argue that it's time for the middle class to be very careful and very suspicious of the fixes, if you will, that the government is offering. Everybody knows if you spend more than you make, you have to stop spending money. Yet the federal government, the dead weight, the 535 dead weight issues that we have in Washington, D.C., just haven't seemed to come to that conclusion yet.
All right. We're talking to Craig Smith, everybody, author of the book, Crashing the Dollar, How to Survive the Global Currency Collapse. And, Craig, I want to drill down a little bit more on what you were just saying, because I like that line of reasoning. But explain for my listeners why pursuing a policy of inflation simultaneously hurts the people but helps the overall economy.
Well, inflation is, in fact, Bill, a de facto tax. You see, the government can get money from you in the form of taxation. If you make $1,000 a week, they tax you 30%. They got $300 of your labor. If they then, in turn, devalue the currency by inflating, by creating more money, which supply and demand, you create more of something, it becomes worth less, they then, in turn, take a certain portion of your income through the inflation of money. This is nothing new. It's been happening time immemorial. That's why for years the Federal Reserve has always had a targeted inflation rate to make sure that they are not stealing money, in essence, from the people. This government is so far behind the eight ball right now, Bill, that they have to take money from anywhere they can find it. And it's a very simple equation. The massive amount of, the biggest amount of money in this country is the middle class. Look, the Bush tax cuts just were renewed for another 2 years. If they had expired, you would have generated $750 billion over the next 10 years from the super rich in this country. But during the same time period, if we had not let them expire on the middle class, we would have generated close to $3 trillion. So we believe that the government is going to target the middle class. The middle class is really the least able to be able to fight inflation, and as a direct result, they're going to get hurt. Now, in our title, Crashing the Dollar, how to survive a global currency collapse, we're not saying there will be a collapse. This could be avoided if our politicians abandon their Keynesian thinking, stop spending money where we don't have, and be willing to tighten our belts and go through some pain for a couple of years. But unfortunately, America is so adverse to pain, and so are our politicians. We believe that they will inflate our way out of this, and there'll be a race to the bottom on all currencies, not just the U.S. dollar.
Well, let's talk about that, Craig Smith, because I find this is the most fascinating and scariest aspect of everything that you've written, and that is the possibility of currency wars. Right now, we are trying to inflate our way out of that, and we have one of the biggest buyers of our American securities is China. And the problem is, at some point, if the value of those investments continues to go down, down, down because of inflation, they're going to get angry and impose some sort of tariff and impose some sort of a currency war. Talk to us about what it would be like in a currency Armageddon on a worldwide basis.
Oh, the implications would be devastating, Bill. I mean, it's kind of like what we've already seen with the oil-producing nations. I mean, think about it. It was only years ago we were getting oil for $9 a barrel, then $30 a barrel, then it went up to $147 a barrel, and everybody wants to argue that that was speculators. It wasn't. It was oil-producing nations that were trying to protect themselves against the currency devaluations that they were experiencing by holding U.S. dollars. We've seen the Chinese do this by artificially devaluing the value of their yuan. I mean, currency wars, once again, will have a devastating impact on the middle class because we are so dependent on foreign nations for our oil, for our gasoline, for our food now. We buy a lot of our food from South America. We obviously depend on them for clothing, and it's critical. It could literally hold America hostage. And that's what we're concerned about. We saw this in the oil embargoes in the 1970s. That, in essence, was a currency war. Hmm. And so we have to be very careful. And at CrashingTheDollar.com, we try and explain to people, that, look, this is not an easy formula. There's not a simple pill you can take and everything's going to be fine. There really is uncharted territory we're going through. But we know one thing that is an absolute fact. Politicians always proceed on the most politically expedient course that keeps them in power. That is inflation. We've done it before, we'll do it again, and it has a devastating impact on the cost of living, and that's what we're trying to help people avoid.
We're talking to Craig Smith, author of the book Crashing the Dollar. Craig, in your book, you have a great analogy that you use to put into perspective for the layperson the $7 trillion debt. And that is, if you were starting a business back 2,000 years ago as an entrepreneur, can you give us that analogy? I think that helps to solidify in people's minds just how big this debt problem is.
Well, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, Bill, because I don't remember the exact specific numbers, to be honest with you. But I can tell you this, that we have spent more dollars, to give you a great perspective, more dollars, single dollar bills, than seconds of time that have passed since Adam and Eve walked in the Garden of Eden. That's not minutes. That's not hours. That's seconds of time. I mean, I don't think we understand how many thousand $1 billion, $1 trillion is. $1 trillion is $1,000 billion. And when I was a child, and you can probably relate to this, Bill, I think I'm a little older than you, people used to talk about being millionaires. That was a huge amount of money. Then we talked about being billionaires. Soon we're going to talk about being trillionaires and maybe even quadrillionaires.
Wow.
The numbers are staggering, and it can't keep going. You can't keep creating anything of value and make more of it and have it become more in value. It has to become worth less. If oranges are $1 a pound and there's 1 million pounds of oranges out there, and you create another 1 million pounds of oranges, they're no longer going to be worth $1. They may be worth 75 cents or 50 cents. And we've seen this happening on the U.S. dollar since 1971. And I think people forget that under Ms. Pelosi, just over the last 4 years, we have created $5.3 trillion worth of debt, not counting the money that we have created by buying U.S. bonds through the Federal Reserve. And in the book, Crashing the Dollar, we try and put simple analogies together so the average person understands it and comes to the conclusion, and this is what angers me, Bill, it's always the middle class that gets hurt. The rich can protect themselves. The poor, quite frankly, don't have anything to lose. But it's hardworking, honest people who pay their taxes and play by the rules that are always the recipients of this government intrusion into our lives. And quite frankly, it angers me.
Well, and we're going to have to leave it there. We've been talking to Craig Smith, author of the book Crashing the Dollar, How to Survive a Global Currency Collapse. Craig, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.